Kia ora tātou katoa, kei ngā pakeke. Tēnā koutou pōhiri nei a mātai te tira haere. Ko mihia ngā mihi waihoi rā kōraru ki reira. Engari, ko tātou tēnei, ko tatu mai, tēnā koutou, kia ora tātou. Kia ora everyone, nice to see you all. I was a little bit worried halfway through there. I saw a lot of people going out. And then I think you fellas were playing touch because a lot of people came back in again. So good to see you all. Thank you very much for being here. And just to acknowledge Minister Dean for being here today. Today's quite important because many of you won't know that actually while the Minister has her section in small business and consumer affairs and stuff like that, I also have Te Puni Kōkiri. So my portfolios are in Minister for Māori Development, which is this stuff, and also Associate Minister for Economic Development. We sit around the table and try to find ways that allow people to get into business. And of course, what was happening is that we have, certainly in Te Puni Kōkiri, have had a business facilitation service in the past, which is about trying to build our capacity amongst ourselves, but also we have those involved in her portfolio. We thought it was about time to come together as a collaborative venture to see, we utilise our combined resources to see, let's put on a hui for some Māoris and see if everybody turns up. So it's good to see you all and all of our other New Zealand brothers and sisters, because this kaupapa is about trying to get business off the ground. You sort of get a feel for what it's like when you actually become a minister, because you see ones that are just starting off with just an idea through to the real top-end businesses throughout our country. And so it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time because just about 4 weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer, Blanche started off here. Hopefully you all know Blanche. You should do. If you don't know her, at least know her honey. But Blanche, acknowledged as one of our up-and-coming Māori entrepreneurs, got recognised by the Aotearoa Māori Business Network as being one of our up-and-comers. So that's in the past that she's been there. So congratulations to you, Blanche. And when you hear her story, you know, we should know that anything's possible. Anything is possible. And just after we celebrated the successes there, I was lucky to go overseas. So at the other end of the scale, and the part that Blanche is involved with, is that I took a trade delegation over to Malaysia. Now, sure, we spent some time and went to visit the soldiers that lie over there, but I actually took some big players in both milk, as in Fonterra, as in Miraka. I took kiwi fruit, Māori people involved in kiwi fruit. I took others in Māori tourism overseas to Malaysia. And there's no doubt in my mind, absolutely no doubt in my mind, that the X factor that brings, that puts Aotearoa on this map, on the map of the world, is kaupapa Māori. No doubt in my mind. And so I think we sometimes sell ourselves short, maybe because we don't want to talk about how good we are, or that we just don't know where to go to. So there's heaps of opportunity, and as a privileged minister to travel around the country, and as an MP, I get to see all those who really want to get into business but just don't know where to go, through to those who are doing it and transporting goods and their product all overseas to markets right throughout Asia in particular, and throughout the world. So anything is possible. And if I can just talk about one person that I've come across, just to show you how simple it could be, this is a person that used to be an All Black captain who had an idea. He was giving his kids, he found that a lot of the food product that he had to give his kids when they were going to school were made up of basically sugar, straight out and out sugar. And he decided, nah, I had enough of this. I want to start cutting up some of that fruit. If you draw all the water out of it by a process and leave the apple, the banana, the cherry, the strawberry, and the goodness stays with it, then that is just as good, but you've drawn out all of the water as well as some of the sugar, therefore I can hand over a product. So what he did was, his father-in-law happened to have a machine that drew water out of any product that you've got, in particular fruit. So he started with an apple. You can imagine an apple, cutting it in quarters, blah, 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 taking all the water out, putting it into a packet and selling it out to you as something for the kids, which was far more nutritional than what we were getting before. Then he thought, I'll take it a little bit, one stage further. He decided yogurt. A lot of our kids, they take yogurt to school in a packet, in a big sort of tub. These days he thought, well, there's some sweetness in that. What I'll do is I'll just put up a machine and we'll just put some drops, let it drop down onto this tray and allow it to be frozen, and then put it into this machine, draw out all of the water, leaving an exact drop, an exact taste of yogurt, but actually once it hits your mouth, the water goes back into it and it tastes nice. So he decided to package that lot up, and now he is sending containers by the containers throughout the world based on that small, simple idea. Sure, it took a bit of money, but it also came from an idea which was just simply about his kids. So what's that saying? It's saying, I've seen and I know that throughout the country there are people who've got small ideas that actually, once given a little bit of a pump, can actually do huge things for our community. And so Minister Dean and I are here to say you've got some keynote speakers that you're going to be talking to today. Hopefully there's going to be plenty of interaction that you share your experiences as well as ask questions, and they share as well with you. So make use of the day, because anything is absolutely possible. But two things that I know, just to wrap up, to be true. As a minister, what I do know is that many people suffer because they don't have enough information. And number two, they don't have enough money. We can't necessarily help with the money too much, but we can help with information. And within the government machine, there is a heap of information that's available to you, which hopefully will be in those packs when you get out the door, that tell you about a pipeline of where you can go to if you just happen to be starting a business, got an idea, through to export. And that's where you need to be. The last point I'll say is that this Friday is a major, aside from a rugby game on the Saturday, there's a hui down in Rotorua called He Kai Kaukuringa Relaunch. He Kai Kaukuringa is the Māori economic development strategy that was written up by Minister Sharples before me, and I basically reshaped it, and we'll be presenting it back to communities in Rotorua on Friday. It's a workshop which will be pretty much about the same thing but on a bigger scale. If you're interested in getting down there, I'll go down and then you can follow up with the rugby on the Saturday. But there are heaps of ideas, there's heaps of talent around. If only people were able to get the opportunity to get that information and a little bit of financial backing, and even know where to go to get some financial backing, I'm sure we're going to see the development of jobs and the opportunity to utilise those years for the best interests of communities. So that's what we're here for. Enjoy the day. I hope it goes well. We're really looking forward to hearing about and the evaluation of this workshop, because tomorrow we're in Whakatāne to do exactly the same thing. So hopefully the learnings from today will contribute to tomorrow. And then we're running these workshops out around the country. So you're a part of the experience, and we're really looking forward to the outcomes of today. Have a good day. Thank you very much for having us, and enjoy the time. And to all of our speakers, thank you for giving of your time. That's important that people are able to contribute into the discussion, especially when you've actually been there, done that, and can contribute back in. Thank you so much. Kia ora tātou katoa.